This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Traffic is allowed through Glenwood Canyon on I-70, but weather still threatens to close the road again. CDOT's chief engineer, Steve Harrelson, tells Colorado Matters the storm that caused the destructive mudslide was an exceptionally large storm.
It rained somewhere between 3 and 4 inches in less than 45 minutes or an hour. I think even had we not had fire scars, that rainstorm would have caused problems.
Harrelson says monsoon season is almost over, but that Glenwood Canyon could still see mudslides this year. The Boulder County Sheriff will test a new Tesla patrol vehicle. The department estimates the electric vehicle should be about 5 times cheaper to drive than the department's current gas-powered SUVs. It hopes those savings will cover the higher costs of the Tesla in 6 to 18 months. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow organized a bipartisan press conference yesterday where politicians and nonprofits urged the federal government to help allies still in Afghanistan. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright also implored the U.S. to think of Afghan civilians.
We cannot forget the millions of Afghans, especially women, who risk losing the considerable gains made over 2 decades of sacrifice.
Albright, like everyone else in the press conference, pushed the U.S. to keep the airport open in Kabul. Other speakers called on the U.S. to make it easier for Afghanistan allies to get a visa out of the country and work harder to find allies who are in hiding from the Taliban. This is CPR News and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 73 degrees. The high today, 96 with smoke around. Colorado Springs is at 77 with some clouds. The high today will be 92 with a tiny chance of rain this afternoon.